This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The number of new single-day coronavirus infections in the United States is nearing record highs, even as the U.S. Centers for Disease Control revealed that more than 20 million people in the U.S. could have the virus. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The officials say as many as 20 million people have contracted the virus, nearly 10 times the number of confirmed cases.
Somewhere between 5, 6, 7, 8% of the American public.
The estimates based on the CDC studies of blood samples collected nationwide, with Director Robert Redfield saying many people may not have known they were infected. About a dozen states are now seeing worrisome rises in cases, but Trump administration officials like economic advisor Larry Kudlow say the news is not all bad. Some states are seeing drops, and some jumps.
We just have to live with that.
The administration's looking to get its public health experts back before the public, like in the pandemic's early days, to ease fears. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden sounded very different themes on the coronavirus on Thursday. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
President Donald Trump was in Wisconsin Thursday singing the praises of his administration's response to COVID-19.
We have cases because we test. Deaths are down. We have one of the lowest mortality rates. We've done an incredible historic job.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania, blasting the president for being in denial.
The number of cases is increasing in 29 states. We're going to be dealing with this for a long time. Trump can't wish it away.
Polls in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin show Biden ahead of Trump, but Trump trailed in both states in nearly every poll in 2016 before winning both and the presidency on Election Day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says several European countries have seen a resurgence in COVID-19 cases for the first time in months. WHO Regional Director Dr. Hans Kluge said in a virtual briefing Thursday, an increase in transmission has led to the resurgence of cases. He said if the trend continued, Europe's health resources could be pushed to the brink.
For weeks, I have spoken about the risk of resurgence as countries adjust measures. In several countries across Europe, these risks has now become a reality.
Nearly 20,000 new cases are being reported daily in the WHO's European region, which includes 54 countries and 7 territories across Europe, the Middle East, and Central Asia. The second most deadly Ebola outbreak in history has officially come to an end. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
The WHO Regional Director for Africa, Dr. Matshidiso Moeti, says the challenge was a great one.
At times, it seemed like a mission impossible.
The epidemic presented an unprecedented challenge because it was the first Ebola epidemic in a conflict zone. However, the milestone was overshadowed by the enormous health challenges still facing Congo, the world's largest measles epidemic, the rising threat of COVID-19, and another new Ebola outbreak in the north. But Dr. Moeti is optimistic about the future.
Working together, we leave an enduring legacy, which is now supporting the fight against COVID-19 and the other outbreaks.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The number of laid-off workers seeking unemployment benefits continues to decline each week, although the overall numbers are still very high. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
While the weekly rate continues to go down, just under 1.5 million workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. Mark Hamrick is the senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
We have seen declines for new unemployment benefits for 12 straight weeks, but they have remained at remarkably high levels, above 1 million for 14 consecutive weeks.
And what about the growing number of COVID-19 cases in parts of the country?
We look at a high degree of uncertainty right now, and uncertainty is something that makes it extremely challenging for employers as well as employees, and as we know from recent experiences.
The June jobs report is due out next week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Eiffel Tower, one of France's most iconic landmarks, reopened for the first time Thursday after being forced to close its doors for months due to the coronavirus pandemic. The tower is one of the few Parisian sites that's permitting visitors. Other tourist attractions, such as the Louvre Museum, will remain closed until July 6th. For more, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm Pete.